USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. Factors like high winds and low humidity, in addition to the heat, also bring a greater risk of wildfires in some areas. Officers from the San Diego Police Department in California shot and killed a suspect in the city's college neighborhood near San Diego State University. Homicide detectives say those officers went to an apartment to talk to a person of interest about a shooting earlier this month. That shooting led to the fatal shooting of a canine officer. The dog named Sir died on August 2nd. Authorities say last night the suspect appeared with what police said was a gun in his hand, and after officers told him to put it down, he lunged to pick it up and officers shot him. The unidentified man was pronounced dead at the scene. Negotiators for striking Hollywood writers and the studios sat down to talk yesterday. One source said the meeting ended with mixed results. The Writers Guild of America is said to have presented a counter to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers counterproposal from Friday. The writers have been on strike since May 2nd. Movie and TV actors went on strike July 14th. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. USA News.
My ride smells
Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China.
In an interview with CNN, she clarified that she ate the mushrooms as part of a dish at a well-liked Chinese restaurant. But unbeknownst to her at the moment, they were hallucinogenic mushrooms in that dish.
If the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant, that they have no impact. But all of us enjoyed the mushrooms, the restaurant, and none of us felt any ill effects from having eaten them.
Yellen was in China in early July meeting with Chinese officials. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers are pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain said yesterday that the union is seeking over 40% pay raises over 4 years, cost of living increases, restoration of pensions for new hires, and other benefits. Nearly 146,000 union member contracts with General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis are set to expire on September 14th. A new study from the University of Pittsburgh is pointing to a possible link between fracking and childhood lymphoma. Study leaders found children who lived within a mile of a fracking operation were 5 to 7 times more likely to develop lymphoma, an illness that starts in cells that are a part of the immune system. USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.